Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2022 bull sale Saturday, March 5th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms, Grissom Cattle, and McFerrin Farms. Selling 105 Angus and Simmental Sim-Influence bulls, fall long yearling to spring yearling bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
Hillary Communications serves more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications is proud to support rural youth in Oklahoma and is a proud sponsor of the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Hillarys are sponsoring our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Hillary Communications salutes the record number of OYE participants in 2022. We're talking now with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Darrell, latest cattle on feed report is out. I don't see any really big surprises out of these numbers, do you?
No, I tell you, the pre-report estimates exactly matching. The February 1 on-feed total came in 1.3% above a year ago. Placements were 98.6% of a year ago. Marketings were 96.9% of a year ago. So again, absolutely dead on with the expectation.
With that being said, you know, what do these numbers really tell you? What's really getting your attention?
Well, the thing I've been looking for really for several months is the fact that sooner or later these cattle on feed numbers have to come down. We have less cattle. The January 1 cattle numbers confirmed that we have less cattle in the country. You know, the estimated feeder supply was down 2.6%. And yet we've been able to hold these feedlot inventories at or now slightly above a year ago. And of course, you can do that for a while. We're sort of pulling cattle ahead. Feedlots obviously like to keep feedlots as full as possible. And if you look at the weight breakdown in this report, the cattle placed under 700 pounds was actually up year over year, even though the total placements were down slightly from a year ago. And so, again, this is the third month in a row where all of the placements, whether they were above a year ago in total, or in this case, just slightly less, but it's increases year over year in those lightweight categories. The market's been good. Cattle producers have been willing sellers of these lightweight cattle, and the feedlots have been taking them in. So we can do that for a while, perhaps another month or two, but we can't do it all year at this pace. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up with us.
Darrell, the numbers in this latest report seem to suggest no big problems for the feedlots ahead. Right now, they seem to have leverage on their side and able to ask for higher prices and get them.
Yeah, we have. You know, we had a little bit of slowdown in the processing sector in January, but it was quite short-lived. We're back on track. We're processing good numbers. And even though the feedlot inventory is a little bit above a year ago levels, feedlots are actually very current right now. We have been placing lighter weight cattle for several months now, so that means the feedlots really don't have a big backlog of ready cattle. We're going to work our way into these numbers over the next few months, and of course, winter weather tends to spread them out a little bit more too. So the bottom line is we don't have any real backlogs there, and I don't anticipate really any backlogs developing at this point. Feedlots should stay in a really good position in terms of marketing the cattle as they come due.
And guess what? The run up, the spike in commodity prices as far as the grain, the oilseed prices, because of the Russian situation, I guess that is a worry.
That's right. Feed costs are higher and they're going to stay higher. You know, feedlots are actually, they're going to have a little bit of a challenge here because they've got high feed costs, high cost of gain. They've got rising costs for feeder cattle that they're paying. Now we do have stronger fed cattle markets too. So it can work, but it's going to be, it's not a given that profitability is going to be there all the time. It's going to be a little bit tricky for them going forward. For cow-calf producers and stocker producers, cow-calf producers in particular, again, as long as you can manage feed costs, if we can avoid the drought issues, I think there's a decent chance for at least modestly better profitability in 2022.
And of course, the other wild card, drought. I know you've looked at that from a lot of different angles.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, right now we're in a situation that's a little bit scary, if you will. We've got much of the country in some stage of drought. Oklahoma and the Southern Plains have developed drought over the winter. If it continues, you know, we've got another 6 weeks to 8 weeks perhaps in Oklahoma before it would really get critical. And, you know, so we'll be watching it. There's plenty of time for it not to be a problem, but if it doesn't change, it will be a very serious problem with significant implications for cattle markets as we go through the first half of the year if this situation does not improve.
OSU's Dr. Darryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you out to their annual bull sale coming up Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction in Clinton, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 80 registered bulls and 35 registered heifers for sale. All bulls have Angus GS genomics testing, complete EPDs, and are current on vaccinations, and have passed a certified breeding soundness evaluation. For a sales book or to see sale lot videos or for more information, go to davisangus.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you out to the Davis Angus Bull Sale Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction.
And that is your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.